So it sounds like when you saw this lady post-op, maybe you still were wondering what kind of cosmetic result you're going to get long-term. And I'm sure the issue of radiation therapy came up.
The issue of radiation came up, and I would say that my standard recommendation and what I tell patients is the standard of care is to have radiation therapy. And in her case, I felt very strongly about endocrine therapy. With all the atypia that she had, the LCIS, the DCIS, I felt that if she was going to do one intervention, I'd actually probably feel that she would benefit more from the endocrine therapy than from the radiation therapy. She is a patient who wants information, and I talked with her about doing an Oncotype DCIS, and she very much wanted an Oncotype DCIS done.
So she was reluctant to have radiation therapy?
She wanted as much information as she could get before she decided to have radiation. Initially, she saw several radiation oncologists, and she actually was seen for proton beam because she thought that might be the latest and greatest for DCIS, but was dissuaded from that from the physician that she consulted with.
You know, as a medical oncologist, I'm kind of curious when you look at a patient like that. If this patient were to have radiation therapy, would you anticipate that it would compromise the cosmetic result?
It absolutely would. The patients who don't have radiation always look better than patients who have had radiation.
Do you think that's more of an issue in a smaller-breasted woman?
Well, the volume loss is accentuated by radiation in a smaller-breasted woman, but in a larger-breasted woman, they actually get more radiation toxicity with edema because the skin envelope needs to get so much radiation to give whole breast radiation to the entire breast.